Welcome to the Fast Lane. Nick Miles is our auto expert. So drop it into gear. You've got a green flag. Here's Nick.
Locally created, nationally celebrated from the Northwest and Southeast, this is America's Car Radio Show. If it has a throttle, we'll feature it on air, online, on mobile, or on smart speaker. This is our auto expert. I'm your host, Nick Miles, along with Truck Girl Jen, as we head into the holiday season. Everybody's scrambling to buy cars at the end of the year. We were talking about that on today's show, a little bit of that. Also, some of those new vehicles that are hitting dealerships. Mark Gillis is going to join us. Gillies is going to join us from VW. Excuse me. Mark's going to talk about the reveal of the Atlas Cross Sport at the LA show. I actually went to the reveal of the show of the LA Cross or the Atlas Cross Sport in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is the factory that's going to be built. They're going to actually create 10,000 jobs there.
That's fantastic.
That's interesting, taking a three-row, making it a two-row. Brandon Ramirez joining us from Hyundai to talk about the new Ioniq. The price remains the same, but it goes from around 130-plus miles on a single charge up to 170 for the same money. And also talking about the Vision T, which is their look at what SUVs will look like in the future. Ooh, it had a really amazing light fixture or light sequence at the top. The whole bumper and grill lights up. So it's really kind of cool.
Nice.
Instead of having headlights where they used to be, because they used to be sort of incandescent lamps, now with LEDs you can make the whole car a light, basically.
So this is a concept car.
Yes, definitely
okay.
A concept car.
I was going to say.
Debbie from Ford is going to join us to talk about how McDonald's and Ford are joining forces to turn coffee grounds, the leftovers from making the McDonald's cafe lattes, into car parts. I'm wondering how that works in the rain. You're like, oh, my bumper just washed away. We just be careful of that.
You have Mike, to wait and find out.
The other half of Mike Cordell is going to join. The other half of our auto expert, Mike Cordell, is going to join us. Mike is going to talk about some cool stuff that he's been doing in the auto industry. Plus, Anton Wallman, we're going to take a look at some of the interesting electric and autonomous features that are coming. I also was shared a little piece of information about what's going to happen at CES, which is the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas in January. They're going to have such a massive reveal. It's really tough when car companies come to you and tell you something, but tell you can't tell anyone. And I'm sitting there with this heavy weight that I'm carrying. I'm like, oh, it's unbelievable.
That's okay. Just tell me later.
Yeah. I'll tell everybody as soon as I'm legally bound. Otherwise, I don't want to go to jail.
It's
I'm too pretty to go to prison. We also want to talk about some of the cars I've actually been test driving this week. So I went on the Hyundai Sonata launch in Scottsdale, and it was the same place that had the Mercedes launch. Interesting, I went to straight afterwards. But with a Hyundai Sonata, so this is a car that sort of materialized around 1985 in Korea. It didn't really come to the States until the late 80s, early 90s, and is been a staple of the Hyundai lineup. And even though sedans aren't everybody's favorite anymore, this vehicle, it's pretty amazing. So it has three features that I think are going to make it stand out. You can use your cell phone as a key, which means that, you know, you can just tap it on the door. You don't actually have to physically carry the key. You can put it in the recharger, the wireless charging port, and use it as a key. You can send the key to someone else. Even the cool things with these vehicles is now, so, you know, a lot of people have kids. Imagine you're at a soccer game with your kid, and your kid wants to go to the car and put something in the car. I'm going to put, Mom, can I put my iPad in the car while we watch the game? Yeah, go ahead. You would have to give them the key, right? Unless you were close enough to unlock it from wherever you were sitting. So you give them the key. No longer do you have to do that. What you can do is give them rights to unlock the car with their cell phone, but that's all it does. Just unlock the car. They can't start it and drive it away.
That's
so
cool.
So that's really, really cool. That's the first thing that does. Then it also has this really cool light fixture. So traveling up the side of the hood is a long piece of chrome. It goes right into the window. But that chrome, actually at night, a third of that chrome turns into lights.
Oh, that's
so the
amazing.
Lights travel up the side of the hood. It's so cool in the dark.
And then you know my mom had one of those.
A Sonata.
Yeah.
It
saved her life.
It did?
It did.
Because she got into an accident?
Yeah.
Or like it knew how to do, I don't know.
Yeah, she was in an accident.
Okay.
And she flipped it and it totally saved her life. She didn't have a scratch on her. The car was completely totaled.
Well, that's the way it needs to be.
Exactly. You know, so every time you talk cars, about Sonatas,
we can't replace moms.
Exactly.
And then the other thing it does, which is probably the most outstanding thing, is it will, you can drive it for up to 30 feet from outside the car with a key fob.
Really?
Yeah. If you go to my Facebook page or Our Auto Experts Facebook page, I put it on the Facebook page there. I think it already has like 20,000 views or something.
I did see that.
You basically start the car and then you hold the button down. It will drive forward for 30 feet. And if someone walks in front of it or it comes to an object, it'll just stop, which is really cool. I thought that was excellently cool. So, that's one of the things I was testing. I was also driving the new GLB, which is Mercedes-Benz's small entry-level SUV. I did that in Scottsdale as well. That's pretty cool. And I also drove, while I was in Scottsdale, the CLA, the new one, the second generation. This is the car that brought the average age of a Mercedes buyer down to the low 50s. And it used to be in the high 60s, like 68 used to be the average age of a Mercedes-Benz owner. Now that car brought it down to like 52. So it's younged up the brand considerably as well. Also this week, I have been driving the very nice Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross Sport. Eclipse Cross. Eclipse Cross is like the entry-level SUV, and I think one of the reasons that it impresses me most, it started at just over 23,000. This 2020 starts at under 23,000, so they dropped it close to $1,000 in price. And it has that 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, which you don't get many cars at entry-level. It's definitely an entry-level SUV, inexpensive SUV. Also been driving Mercedes-Benz GLC, which is their midsize SUV. And that has the MBUX system in it, the Hey Mercedes.
Yes. And what was I doing all morning?
Yeah. When we were driving here this morning from the coffee shop, Jen said, "Hey, Mercedes, tell me a joke." She goes, "I can't tell you a joke. I'm watching the road."
I know. I'm like, come on, Mercedes. Wow. I know. And then you were trying to get it to do math.
It does math. Yeah. It also does some things you may not want it to do. Like, you can talk to it in natural speech. You can say, "Hey, Mercedes, find me." And I'm now imagining all these people listening to us in their Mercedes, and it's going off because they're hearing. You say, "Hey, Mercedes, find me an Asian restaurant in my area that is not sushi." And it will find you an Asian restaurant which is not sushi. You can talk to it in natural speech, just like I'm talking to you.
Instead of yelling at, "Hey, Alexa."
No, yeah. A lot of these cars are difficult to talk to. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about that brand new VW on the show, where Mark Gillis is going to join us to talk about the Atlas Cross Sport next on Our Auto Expert.
Keep listening. More of Our Auto Expert with Nick Miles is coming up.